Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Live. Welcome, everybody. And you know, you've heard the expression, two subjects that you're not supposed to talk about, politics and religion. Well, we're going to talk about that tonight. Because I don't believe it's ever been done in the light of the disabled community and the problems that we have because of the way the system is. Well, religion goes way back. You know, the churches have done a lot of crazy, weird things, including killing people and all that. And it evolved. And many a times they did it in the name of religion, in the name of Jesus or Muhammad or Moses or whatever leader they have, you know, or determine that they have. So why is it that the churches and religion, and a lot of churches have big money? Well, you know, the biggest one, of course, is the Catholic organization. The gold in Rome is unsurpassed. So why is it that the religions claiming to follow Jesus and all that and do good things, why is it that they have in many, many ways oppressed people? We all know, most of us know about the Crusades and how cruel that was back in the 11th century. The horrible, horrible attitude of the church, and today more in the modern day, another horrible attitude, the abuse of children. So why is it that the church's religion doesn't take up the task of helping modify the system for the disabled? Now, the churches like to raise money. You know, we all know that. They like to collect money. Many of them have the collection baskets at the Sundays and all that stuff. Well, here's an opportunity to raise a tremendous amount of money in renewing their vows, and at the same time, trying to make up for all the horrible things they did in the past. I'd like to see the churches do what the government and the agencies for the disabled aren't doing. Why don't they do it? You know, change the system. Get the crazy allergies. Get the money raised to make a difference and put it into a system where people can be liberated. Now, we all know from listening to this show, a lot of the problems are in the situations. Three of the main ones: nursing homes, service dog schools, and enforcement. You know, the church could very easily, and when I say the church, I mean all churches. I'm not singling out one particular organization, although some of them may be worse than others. We all know that. But the church could very easily create a lobby in Washington. Now, they could get away with it because they have a license as a church. You know, they can buck the state, and a lot of people will overlook it because of who they are, because they're a church. I'd like to see the church set up a lobby in Washington to liberate. Now, religions like to liberate people. They like to save people, help them. So it would be a perfect agenda for them. Liberate the disabled. And by that, I mean set up a lobby to get strict enforcement of the Americans with Disabilities Act. You know, license all the organizations that have to service us. A lot of them are licensed already through the state. The service dog schools, I think, are the only ones that aren't. And get people of the nursing homes and keep them out. Don't let them go in. You know, now the church needs something desperately because they've made a horrible name for themselves. They need something desperately to correct the misconceptions going on. And we are mindful, of course, mostly now of the Roman Catholic Church, although many of the other churches have been guilty of similar offenses toward other people, toward people. So here's a way to make up for it. You know, raise the money, and churches can very easily raise money. People give money to churches. I remember a friend of mine some years back. As a matter of fact, my friend Pat Cooper, who suggested to me, and he was serious. He said, "Why don't you start a church for the disabled?" You know,
he was serious about that.
You know, Pat is quite a guy, and he gave me that idea, hoping that I would do it. But you know, I remember that Inner Sight is not a religion per se, although we're very spiritual.
Yeah,
we're an advocate group.
Yeah, we are.
So you know, I didn't want to change the whole concept.
Yeah.
But churches are in a great position to do something to help the disabled. And religion, I think religion owes us that.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
For all the mishaps and all the horrible things that they've done to people over the years.
You're right about that. Really, you are.
Now, when we come back, we'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, the Little Bear, Big East, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, out there in New Jersey, so check them out. And don't forget my buddy Anthony Kennedy, Kennedy Realty. Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information? Call Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah.
All right. You got the ABLE News handy?
Yes, I do. ABLE is
right.
A newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has that personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org. Are the petitions up on the Facebook?
I got to put them back up again. I think I put them up at least three times.
you should put them up.
As much
as you can.
Yeah, I try.
All right, so you go to change.org, and by the way, now you can go to our website and check the petition, innersight.info.
Yeah.
The one on the service dog schools and the one on the nursing homes. So check them out, and good way to celebrate Memorial Weekend is to sign that service dog one, because a lot of people who serve this country are going to be rejected for service dogs most likely this week or early next week. All right, Inner Sight, and all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, remember some of them. So go an extra mile for a child.
Yeah.
That's what Inner Sight believes. Let's see. Some of our friends, the Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Truro Law Center, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, the Sunset Restaurant, and local Islip Cleaners, contributor to Inner Sight. So we thank them all and all the others that will be contributing to Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Keep the show alive. Keep the cause alive.
Yeah, that's right.
I wish every agency would think like that. And donate to Inner Sight.
Right.
Because we're out here to help them too. They don't realize it or they don't want to realize
it. I was just about to say that.
But we're here to help them. If they'd listen to us, they'd have more of a chance to raise money.
Right.
They got to get away from that control of the state. All right, let's see. Inner Sight around the world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is our phone number. And you need dog food, cat food, call Gary at Nobody Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. So, give them a call, and if you have a service dog, let them know. If you have trouble picking up the food, let them know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, and we thank the Long Island Connection, the Long Island Coalition, to two of our friends for their help.
Yeah.
Talking tonight about religion and politics.
Yeah. Two different.
You know, there's a lot of politics associated with the disabled. I mean, all it is politics.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and you know what bothers me the most about that is that, you know, when they try to do something, okay, they just say, oh, you know, we can't do it because we haven't gotten this bill or this thing done, and they add it to the bills that are supposed to be there to help the disabled. And that's the really tough part, because you're there and you need this badly. you know?
Well, they shouldn't have to depend on bills.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the thing. Somebody told me today, I don't know how true it is, but somebody told me today that they read on the Google that thousands of dollars are being cut from Accessoride in the five boroughs.
That's not good.
So I don't know what that's about, but it certainly, if it's true, it's an example of what we're talking about.
Yes, it is.
The politics, see? See, that kind of thing should not be. The money should be there. The agencies should be responsible for raising half of it. And then the government can just put up the other half.
Yeah.
That way they would save money. And eventually you could phase out the government.
Yeah, that's true.
And they wouldn't have to pay anything for us. I mean,
that's
it may take,
true.
I don't know how many years, but that would be the long-term goal. So the politics are there, and they get in the way of people needing help. Now, you have the churches, and a lot of times the churches will come forward and help somebody. You know, they'll pay an electric bill, or they'll pay their a month's rent or what have you.
Yeah.
And that's appreciated. That helps.
Yeah.
But that's not really what we need.
Right.
We need to change the way things are done in this system.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd like to see the churches go way above that little bit of help that they're giving. Because they have the ability to raise a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Now, some of them may be restricted.
Yeah.
And they may have to give most of their money to the home church. You know,
yeah.
The head church, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
There's probably all kinds of rules.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that has to be changed.
Yeah.
Can you get rid of that noise in the background, please?
Yeah, it's my husband.
Yeah, well, we're on the air.
I know. I just told him to shush.
And, you know, so all these changes that have to be made, people have to recognize or realize that in order to progress, you know, you see all these companies today, you listen to the business news, all of these companies, most of them that are progressive and successful are making changes. So change is necessary. And that's how the churches should evolve. Having a church is a very powerful thing. You know, religion in this country is very powerful. Everybody has the right to freedom of religion. So why not extend that freedom and take on some of these challenges? Now, if you're not sure, and maybe the agencies won't work with a church or religion under that format, you know, to change the system, call us.
Yeah, no, we could help.
We'll help.
Yeah.
We'll be a part of it. For sure.
Yeah, definitely.
We can tell you what's needed. We can guide the church.
Definitely.
And you don't have to give us any money.
Nope.
See? The money has to be used in the right way.
Yes.
You know, as we mentioned before, we need a lobby in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We need to keep people out of nursing homes, to get them out of nursing homes. We need enforcement, strict enforcement with housing. Now, churches are involved with housing.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's through the government.
Right.
And it's not the way it should be.
Yes, definitely.
Get somebody an apartment under a program. That program changes or it phases out, and the person could be homeless. Happens all the time. We've had experiences on this show.
Yeah.
So there's a great need to change the way things are done with housing and all the other divisions of help that people need.
Definitely.
So we're talking about politics and religion.
Yep.
Tonight, and the two can mix.
Yeah,
in a very, very special way.
Yes, they can.
What?
Yes, they can. And people say a third one, too, but we didn't include it. They actually included don't talk about sports as well. You know, they were saying don't talk about politics, religion, and sports, mostly in a group of people, because they say that, you know, those are the things that get people into really big arguments. And you sit down and you think about it, you're probably right, you know.
What's got to do with it? I don't follow that.
People get into arguments about sports a lot of the times. Because sports, so.
That's a waste of time.
Yeah, well, other people don't believe that. For example, if I'll give you an example, a Yankee fan and another one's a Mets fan. You should see how many times people get into really bad arguments about that.
Oh, that's crazy. That's immature stuff.
No, we say that.
That has nothing
right?
to do with what we're talking about.
No, I know, but I'm saying some people really do that, and they get really hot.
Yeah, because they're immature. You know,
how can you
get into an argument with? I mean, I could see if you're, you know, the only time you that would happen, if you're a manager and you're on the ball field, I could see that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Other than that, you don't know what's going on. How can you have an argument?
Yeah, I know.
You think you know something because you.
Yeah.
You saw it on a video. Well,
yeah.
You only know what you think you saw, but you don't know what else was in the background and what happened before and all that stuff, you know.
You don't.
So it's foolish to argue.
I don't argue about anything like that, nor religion, nor politics. Only I just, you know, I say what I know. And that's it. I don't argue, but I just say what I know. And if somebody counters me for whatever reason, I stop. I don't make a big deal out of it because it really can go in downward spiral very fast. And
well, what we're talking about, there's no reason, there's no point to argue. We're talking about something that the churches could do that would help everybody.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing to argue about. The question, the big question is, will they do it?
That's true.
No, that's the big question.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that they should, you know, really be doing, and they don't. There's a lot
because the agencies for the disabled aren't doing it.
That's right.
You know, why don't the churches step in and reform the system?
Yeah.
Put in the debit card idea of InterSight.
Yeah.
Start a lobby in Washington, you know?
Help
do it in the name
disabled.
Of religion. Who cares?
Right.
As long as the job gets done.
We, the church, decided to do this and help out the disabled, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, that's traditionally what they're supposed to do anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look what Jesus did for the disabled.
Oh, yeah. He made them whole again, you know?
You know? So he set the example.
Oh, yes, he did.
A lot of these churches need to get off their butt and follow that example and change some of their traditional ways, make them better.
Yeah.
You know, they have the opportunity to raise money. Churches raise money all the time.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah.
So that would work.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know, they'd just be raising money on a larger scale.
Yeah, definitely.
They're licensed. They're registered with the state. You know, they're non-profits. They ought to do a lot more.
Yes, they do.
And they owe us.
I agree.
These churches owe us for all the offenses that they have created in the past. They owe people. You know, they owe a change to come about.
Yes, they do.
All right, Inner Sight, let's see. Anybody want to comment on the politics and religion? 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Well, we have Louis, but he hasn't come in on the conversation. I'll see if he wants to talk. Hey, Louis, press 1 if you want to talk.
Oh, anybody else on the line?
No, just us and Louis.
All right, well, Louis's on with us tomorrow.
Oh, he's on. He's on now. He wants to talk.
All right, let's take a call from Lou.
Okay. Here we come.
Inner Sight Live.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, Louie, how you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm hardly wait for tomorrow to be the big, funny frolics tomorrow.
All right.
Oh. Tomorrow night, we're going to tell you about Jimmy Dinigan Day in school.
Oh, gee. Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, oh, this is... You know, we had, when I was a kid, every year, Flag Day was a big day, you know.
Right.
So Dinigan got the idea, why not a Jimmy Dinigan Day? I'll tell you about that.
Yeah,
tomorrow,
right,
man.
Yeah.
How about a Louis Day?
Jimmy Dinigan
Would
Day.
You want a Louis Day in your school if you had a school? If you were in a school, would you like a Louis Day?
Louis Day?
Yeah, at school.
Louis
Day
is every
day. My name is Louis Day. I'm with Frank Perino on a Thursday night. I thought it was the wrong day. I thought it was on a Friday night frolic, but today is Thursday.
Yeah, all right. You got mixed up.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. You got a good voice through, Suzanne. You got a pretty voice through the phone.
Oh, thank you, Lou.
Louis Rivera on Inner Sight, you know.
Yeah.
Very nice of you.
Hey, Frank, let me ask you a question. Those are repeats on the public access television on Thursday on 7:30. Those are repeats.
Yeah, did you see one?
Yeah.
I saw it about 5 times.
Oh, no. We got
to
get
into the kingdom. We're going to try to start a new program.
Yeah, we
are. Hey, you haven't been on it for a while. I haven't seen you for a while.
Well, on the show?
Yeah.
They won't let us on there yet in the studio.
No, what do you mean you haven't seen me?
Yeah, I'm thinking about you guys, you know. Yeah, the COVID-19 something?
Yeah, Lou.
Hey, Louie, hold it. What do you mean you haven't seen me on the cable?
Yeah, because those are repeats. You haven't
been on the
show for a while.
Yeah.
Because of COVID-19.
Yeah.
Yeah, they closed the studio.
Yeah, I talked to you on the phone better.
There you go.
I'm flirting with the swab and the coronavirus pandemic. Take that swab and then talk to Rosanna Dana and talk to Pat Cooper, right? And then
okay.
On a Friday, listen to me.
I
made sure I got went to the right restroom and at the same time talking to
lady
in the hallway.
Don't forget to call in tomorrow night, Lou.
Yeah, that's
I always call you on a Friday.
All right.
Wait, what's today's on your show today?
Oh,
what?
Okay, here we go. He wants to know
what's your topic on the Friday, on a Thursday night on the blog radio.
Oh, we're talking about politics and religion.
Yeah,
not me.
He knows right.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll
I know.
Yeah.
I just had my dinner earlier.
Oh, you did? What'd you eat?
Boston Market.
Oh, you did? Oh, that was good.
Well, the white meat and broccoli and mashed potatoes and the whole stuff.
Yeah, it must have been good.
With horseradish.
Yeah.
With horseradish.
I don't want
wow.
Horseradish on my chicken. I'll try to eat it, though.
That's interesting.
And I put love drops in it.
Yeah,
love drops
go.
In the horseradish.
Oh, no.
No.
No. Love drops and horseradish. Here we go. All right,
we'll see you tomorrow night, Lou. We've got to move on.
Yeah, we're going to move on, okay, Lou?
What?
Thank
we're
you for calling.
On, okay, Lou? Yeah, thank you, Lou.
Hey, listen, come in tomorrow night on the Follies. I'm going to do Rosanna Dana on the Follies by tomorrow night, all right?
Okay, Lou. All right.
Yeah, Frank and Suzanne, call you tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. Definitely.
All right, in the site, 213-816-1650. How would you feel if the church stepped in and did the job that the agencies are supposed to be doing?
Oh, wow.
You know? I mean, I'll tell you something. If they did the inner sight job, the inner sight concept, whatever church did it, you know, I might even become a church member.
There you go.
But it's got to be done in the right way.
Yeah.
I'm just half-assed stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Any calls on the line?
We have Danny, but he doesn't want to. He's just listening.
All right. So, you know, there you have it. I mean, the agencies won't do it. The government certainly fluctuates on again, off again.
That's
you know.
True.
A big example of that is Biden put in all this money for the infrastructure and they sliced it and cut it down. Now they sent them less money, you know. I mean, that's crazy. That's why people can't get help. They do the same thing with the disabled. You know, it shouldn't be that way. The money should be solid. It should be raised in part by the agencies. That should be their job, a big part of their job, to raise that money.
Right.
And to do that, you gotta change the system. You need an executive order and all that stuff. You gotta mandate them to do it. So. You know, there's more than one way to get this done. People shouldn't have to struggle to live their lives because the money is tied up in agencies and you don't have it. And you have to figure out, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Shouldn't be.
Yeah,
because that money is there because of us.
That's right.
You know, they take the money in our name, and then they use it in their way.
That's right.
That's what's going on. That's why people can't get help. That's why you have homeless people. But the money runs out many times.
Yeah.
You have people who, a lot of people who are disabled who can't handle the money. They need somebody trustworthy to help them. And that's a difficult situation, but it can be done.
It can be done.
So, yeah. Get the churches to do it. Doesn't matter who does it, as long as it gets done. You know, it's like the service dog situation. Doesn't matter who trains the dog, as long as the dog's trained the right way.
Yeah. Exactly.
So there you have it, and the churches could even take a hand in that. You know, raise the money for a person who needs a service dog. Plenty of people are denied wrongfully. You know, raise the money, put it into an account. You can only use it for service dog training and all that, and the medical.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So there you have another way that Inner Sight has created, another way to get us out of this horrible mess that we're in, oppressive mess that we're in.
Yeah.
You know, people getting stuck in nursing homes and being on programs that that don't work, or that don't work in our favor many, many times, being used.
Yeah.
You know, it would be perfect for a church to straighten this stuff out. Churches are supposed to believe in brotherhood. Where's the brotherhood for the disabled? There's no brotherhood with the disabled.
No.
There's no damn brotherhood. I mean, I hate I don't believe in violence, but I got to give the black community one thing. They got a brotherhood. They'll be out there. We don't have that. You know, something happens to one person. Very rarely do you see demonstrations on the part of the disabled.
Because you're usually too sick to have a demonstration.
What?
Usually you're too sick. Some, you know, disabled people are
no, not
too
everybody.
Sick to have a...
Come on.
Well, no,
not,
to have not, a demonstration.
There's a lot of people who could be out there.
Yeah.
And they don't.
Just, you know, to do and help somebody who isn't as sick. Like myself, if I... You know, one of those days that I feel well enough, I could probably go and do it, you know. Thought.
Well, there's a lot of people who could. I'm talking about the people who could and don't. You know, the churches ought to take up a brotherhood for the disabled.
Yeah, they should.
They really should. It would that would fit. That would work. We're out here for our brothers who are disabled. You know, we want strict enforcement of the Americans Disability Act.
Yeah.
We want severe penalties for people who violate the lives of the disabled. You know, we want enforcement on housing. We want every dwelling accessible.
Yeah.
We want a person to have the same opportunity that anybody else has to find an apartment.
That's right. That's right.
The churches could take that up. And there you have religion and politics working hand in hand.
And everything else.
See? And who's going to fault them?
Nobody. Right.
Nobody's going to fault them for trying to help people, because that's what they're traditionally what they're supposed to do. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And you have, now you, when you deal with the Roman Catholic Church, you have one of the most wealthiest organizations on this planet. They have the money to change the way things are done. And all you hear every once in a while, you know, and especially when there's some kind of a crisis or any kind of a controversy, you'll see this guy with his Pope mobile. If he doesn't get a flat tire with the Pope mobile, he'll get up there and he'll say some stupid rhetoric that doesn't do a damn thing for anybody. Why don't you get some of that damn gold and start helping us? Put up a lobby in Washington. You want to be like Jesus?
Yeah.
Go among the people.
Yeah.
Touch people. Help people. Change things. That's what Jesus did. He didn't ride around some damn stupid-ass car.
Pope-mobile.
He
walked, yeah.
This guy walked. He'd probably drop dead and go to heaven. That's what he wants anyway.
Yeah.
But with the money they have in Rome, they could orchestrate tremendous changes for the disabled in a positive way.
Oh, yeah.
And set the example. And I've never seen them do it, or even attempt to do it, or even talk about it.
Yeah.
Or even hold meetings on it.
Yeah.
They should do it.
Yeah.
To make up for all the abuse that they put upon children. They owe us that. All right, Insight. Tomorrow night we're going to have the funnies. And as I said, we'll tell you about Jimmy Dinigan Day. Oh, wait till you hear this.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it was a regular riot. And let's see, we'll have the final vaccination tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
The final one. This is it.
That's it. Yay.
After
this,
you're
going to get it.
Poof.
Poof. Back again.
So tomorrow night, join us tomorrow night. We're going to tell you about the final vaccination.
And nobody needs to take it anymore.
And we have a wonderful volunteer who's going to take it, our own Gabriel. He's going to take the final vaccination tomorrow night.
Yeah.
All right. On the frolics, we'll have Lauren Hardy. We'll have a little bit of Sanford and Son, and we'll have some fun, a lot of cuckoo stuff, weird stuff, crazy stuff on Inner Sight Live. And I got a call from Doug before I went on the air thanking us.
That was cool.
A great show last night.
We enjoyed that show.
He'll be appearing June 7th in North Hollywood.
Oh, nice.
We'll keep you posted on that. Give you the next week. We're going to remind everybody. Go and catch Doug out there in California. You want to see a guy choke himself? I mean roast himself. Go and see. Hey, it might be a good one for Doug. Doug, instead of roasting yourself, why don't you choke yourself?
Ha, ha, ha.
Anyway.
Woo!
That would freak them out.
Yes, sir.
Now, what method should I use to choke myself? Well, all you got to do is go to the nearest hospital and breathe in about 20 times.
Yeah.
That'll do it. All right, Intersight Television, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Tonight we were on the Altice with the rerun, 7:30, Channel 20. So bear with us. We're getting closer to producing new shows. We came through the so-called pandemic.
Yeah, we have.
And we're still alive.
Definitely.
You know, isn't it weird how I worked in New York City where they said they had all these cases. I worked through the whole thing. I wore the mask. I took my natural vaccination stuff that the medical profession doesn't believe in. And I got through the whole thing. Now, if I did it, why couldn't everybody do it? See? Why don't these doctors take people who got through it? I'm not the only one who got through it, and figure out what they did and publicize it and say, hey, look what this guy did. Look what this woman did. This is what we want you to do.
Right.
Isn't that better than taking poison in your body?
A lot better. I could tell you for sure.
But they don't do it.
No.
They don't do it because they're too damn greedy and they want to make money. That's all they care about.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Inner Sight. Around the world, brought to you by James Bahamundi. Don't forget, you need a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. And, you know, Jim can't always take every case. You got to understand that. He's under certain rules with the American Disability Act, which to me is horrible.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe in that ADA at all. I think it's horrible. But it's what's there. It's there, and it should be nowhere. All right?
Yeah.
Reminds me of what the late Joe Arion said, and he was so right. Why didn't they just put us under the regular law like everybody else?
Yeah.
That's what they should have done. With modifications,
yeah,
of course.
I remember when Joe used to say that this remained modifications of the existing laws.
Yeah, well, that would work. Regular law with modifications. In other words, if there's a sign up and everybody could read it who is not disabled, modify it. So all the others can read it. That's it. That's how it should work. But they created a monster with that ADA. It's no damn good. And believe me, you're talking to the right guy. When I tell people that they wouldn't let me on the accessory ride with my guide dog, they can't believe it. They're shocked. You know, there's the proof right there that the damn law is no good.
Yeah, yes.
That one particular incident is all the proof you need that that law is no good.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, politics and religion. Yeah, they can go together. They can go together.
Yeah.
Get the churches to put into practice the Inner Sight way. Raise the money. Create a debit card system. Make sure people have the money in their account to run their lives, for the housing, for the medical, for the service store, all the way down the line. You know? Let the agencies, in this case it would be the church, let the churches raise half the money and get the government to put up the other half.
Right.
And most importantly, establish a fund for everyone who's disabled to stay out of a damn nursing home.
Yeah, that's the most important right there.
If you had the money in a fund and it said, this is your money to stay out of a nursing home, and
oh,
you
boy,
kept that
is.
Money there all your life, and every year the agencies would like add maybe $5,000, whatever they raise, you'd never go into a damn nursing home.
Because
you'd have the money to stay out. And then you could do your own fundraising.
Yeah.
Of course, along with that has to be that they can't touch your disability money.
That's another.
It all goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
So there's the answer. Inner Sight has the answer. Who's going to step forward and put up the funds to make it happen? That's the big question.
Yeah.
Who's going to do it? It's going to be somebody rich, somebody wealthy, or the church, or an individual, or a corporation. Anybody can do it that has the money. I mean, people, you hear about big money every day all over this country. Just listen to the CNBC business news. All you hear is billions, billions. Put a billion up to change this system.
Yeah.
You'll get it back.
Oh, yeah.
Because more people will be able to go to work.
Yeah. Tenfold, you'll get it back. Maybe more. You know?
Got to find the right person or persons or corporation or church to do it.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole ball of wax world.
Yeah.
Inner Sight. The whole answer. People had the money. You wouldn't need no damn independent living center. You wouldn't need no stupid Medicaid or Medicare. You wouldn't need all that.
Yeah.
You'd have your own money.
Yeah, that's true.
To take care of it. And you wouldn't be rich either. You know, you wouldn't be able to use that money extravagantly. It would only be for the purpose of which it's intended. See, there's the big difference. You know, we're not saying make every disabled person rich. No. That's not the concept. The concept is the need.
Right.
For your need, what you need it for.
Right. Right, exactly.
That's the concept. And that doesn't make you rich.
No, it doesn't. It's not supposed to.
It makes you independent.
Yeah.
Really independent.
That's right.
You don't have to go fight with no damn stupid-ass agencies who are only out for themselves.
Yeah.
Every agency that doesn't help us in the way we need help is out for themselves. Whether they realize it or not, they're involved in that. They're out for themselves. They don't give a damn about us. You may have one or two people in there who maybe want to do the right thing. The next thing you know, they get rid of them.
Yeah, right.
See it happen all the time.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really a shame that they do something like that when they can coordinate a lot of the things that actually help the disabled, you know. It really is a shame.
Yeah, because they're afraid that that person is gonna talk to the press and the whole thing's gonna come out. You know, they don't want that, so they get rid of them.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. 213-816-1650. Anybody on the phone on the Inner Sight line?
I think it was only last time. What's his name? Danny, and he just didn't want to speak, but let me take another look.
I think we got a few minutes left.
Yeah, we do. Hold on.
So we're going to be off on Monday, folks.
Yes, we are.
In honor of Memorial.
Yeah, same thing, just Danny's listening.
We're going to take the night off.
Yep.
And, you know, you got to listen to all the bull crap rhetoric of the politicians, you know. Yeah, they're not going to honor all those who served this country.
Yeah.
They're not. They're not going to honor those who are being denied service dogs without a law, without protection. And they'll allow the agency to keep the money they've raised.
Well,
they don't honor those disabled.
No.
Who fought and became disabled and to give the politicians freedom.
Yeah, no, they don't.
To give people the power of the court.
No, they don't.
And when you're denied a service dog, you can't even get the power
right.
of the court.
No.
And
they
the
don't even give the nursing home.
Stop interrupting. The politicians will get up there and brag about Memorial Day, but they'll forget about the millions who serve this country who can't even get a day in court. It's a damn disgrace to the flag. And that's the truth of it. And you won't hear any other agency that I know of put this on their website or out to the world. Only Inner Sight. None of them will talk about it because they got to kiss the ass of the state. Otherwise, they'll lose their money. All right, Inner Sight, we said it. You want to celebrate Memorial Day? Sign our petitions. That's the best way to do it. I'd like to see the politicians and the agencies sign our petitions. I'd like to see them put the petitions up on their website and do something to help people. So there you have it. Inner Sight, freedom, and we'll be with you tomorrow night with the funnies. We can goof around. We're going to have the final vaccination tomorrow night. This sounds like an old German movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, 631-224-3090, phone number. Be with us tomorrow night on the funnies and goof around, have a little fun. We'll tell you about Jimmy Dinigan Day in the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow night, Inner Sight. Live, and we thank all our friends for helping keep the show alive. We appreciate it. Yeah. Politics
mm-hmm.
and religion. Put them together. Liberate the disabled. Create a brotherhood.
You definitely
give
did
us
not
enforcement.
Want.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Inner, inner. sight.
Good night, everyone.